Hello, my name is John Bayliss, and welcome to this Miracle Hour. I'd like to open in prayer. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the mighty and powerful and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you'll grant to your servant great boldness to preach your word, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Well, we'd like to start again today with a prayer, with a psalm. We see the psalm from 145, 8 and 9. And it's a good psalm. It says, Jehovah is kind and merciful, slow to get angry, full of love. He is good to everyone, and his compassion is intertwined with everything he does. The word intertwined means joined together. So it would say, and his compassion is joined together with everything he does. We see there that God is a merciful God, that he's full of love and he is full of compassion towards both men and women, to mankind. And the message I'd like to carry on bringing today is more good news. And it's the good news that God has showed a way to rescue us out of darkness. God has showed a way to rescue us out of the grip of sin. We see this from Colossians 1:13, where it says, for he has rescued us out of darkness and gloom of Satan's kingdom and brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who bought our freedom with his blood and forgave us all our sins. You see, because Jesus went to the cross, because he was crucified, he rescued us from Satan's kingdom. He bought our freedom by his blood that flowed at the cross of Calvary. And also for the grip of sin, he showed us a way to get out of the grip of sin. It's from Galatians 3:22. Then God would not have had to give us a different way to get out of the grip of sin. For the scriptures insist we are all its prisoners. The only way out is through faith in Jesus Christ. The way of escape is open to all who believe him and believe in Jesus Christ. You see, as the Bible says, there is a way out of the grip of sin. We don't have to be sin's prisoners anymore. The only way out is through faith in Jesus Christ. A way of escape is open to all who believe him. This is the good news, friends. When we take Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he is our Redeemer, our Redeemer. And Galatians 3:26 says, for now we are all children of God through faith in Jesus Christ. And verse 28 says, the Bible says we are no longer men and women, but we are all the same. We are Christians. We are in Christ Jesus. Verse 29, and now that we are Christ's, we are the true descendants of Abraham, and all of God's promises to him, that's Abraham, belong to us. See, friends, these are wonderful promises God has for us. As the Bible is making it so clear to us, God has made a way out of the darkness and gloom. God has made a way out of the grip of sin. Friends, you have to make a choice. No one can make a choice for you. It's a choice. Is yours to reject God's love and compassion he is offering you, or take this free gift he is offering you here today. 2 Thessalonians 1:8 says, bringing judgment on those who do not wish to know God and who refuse to accept his plan to save them through our Lord Jesus. You see, there is a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. I mean, Jesus makes it very clear that there's either heaven or hell. And he wants us to get to heaven. It's just a decision that we make. We can't work our way to heaven. It says in Hosea 6:6, I don't want your sacrifices. I want your love. I don't want your offerings. I want you to know me. See, what God is saying, I don't want your sacrifices or your offerings. I want you. I want your love. See, in John 3:17 it says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." I'll make it personally. For God did not send his Son Jesus Christ into the world to punish you, but that you through Jesus Christ might be saved. How do you get your life right with God? It tells us in Romans 10 verses 9 and 13. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Friends, for whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved. It says, just come as you are, with all your problems, or listen, just come as you are. But friends, is there any good reason why you can't accept this good news to be saved? Then just follow me in a prayer. It's just a simple prayer. You just follow me along. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sins and sickness. I believe, God, you raised Jesus from the dead. I thank you for saving me today. I want to trust you and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've said that prayer for the very first time, then this is just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible every day if possible. Sometimes you may not have the time, but if you possibly can, or if you haven't got a Bible, go and buy one. Number two, talk to God and pray every day. Number three, tell others about Christ. Four, worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a place where Christ is preached. And five, as Christ's spokesman in a needy world, demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Well, friends, got this part of the program now where we'll be starting to pray for the sick shortly. And Jesus gave the Great Commission. We see at the cross, this is what Jesus done for us. This is what he took. We see this in Isaiah 53:4. It says, "Yet it was our grief he bore." That word "bore" means took. Yet it was our grief he took. Our sorrows that weighed him down. What it's saying is that the grief and sorrows is for the healing of the brokenhearted, the broken emotions, that he has those who have been hurt emotionally. And in verse 5 it says, "But he was wounded and bruised for our sins. He was beaten that we might have peace." Do you want peace? God is offering it. "He was lashed and we were healed." You see what it's saying? Where Jesus was wounded, bruised and beaten for our sins and that we might have peace and be healed. And verse 7 it says, "He was oppressed and he was afflicted for us." 1 Peter 2:24 says, "He personally carried the load of our sins in his own body when he died on the cross, so that we can be finished with sin and live a good life from now on. For his wounds have healed ours." In Matthew 4:24, we see the miracles of Jesus. The report of his miracles, says in Matthew 4:24, "The report of his miracles spread far beyond the borders of Galilee, so that sick people were soon coming to be healed from as far away as Syria and whatever their illness and pain, or if they were possessed by demons, or were insane, or paralyzed, he healed them all. See, what the Bible's saying, the miracles Jesus did were healings of whatever their illness and pains, or possessed by demons, or insane, or paralyzed, were healed. That was the miracles of Jesus. That was the miracles he was talking about. In Acts 8:5, it says that Philip, for instance, went to the city of Samaria and told the people there about Christ. Verse 6, crowds listened intently to what he had to say because of the miracles he did. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed, so that there was great joy in that city. You see what the Bible's saying, that the miracles Philip did were evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims, leaving men and women. And many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. See, when God the Holy Spirit comes with miraculous signs and wonders, people will be healed and set free. And as the Bible says, there will be great joy. You see, healing is for everyone, both then and now, as the gospel plainly reveals and Christ's great commission demonstrates in Mark 16:17. It says, and these signs will follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. And in Romans 15:19, it says, through mighty signs, wonders, and miracles, by the power of the Spirit of God, I fully, Holy Spirit, of what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. I'm going to start to pray for the sick shortly. So whatever problem you have, you just place your hand on that sick part of your body, and the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick. Father God, I come to you in the mighty and powerful and precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. To the brokenhearted, people with broken emotions, I bind and I break the power of it right now. I command you to loose and set the people free, be healed and made whole. Those with pains, spiritual infirmities, cancers, and cysts at the very roots, I curse you at the roots and command you to shrivel and die. Now be healed and made whole. Those who are oppressed, I break the power now. I command you to loose God's people and set them free. Be healed and made whole. Holy Spirit, I loose your healing power upon this people right now. I command you to be healed and made whole. I command every single cell and tissue be healed and made whole right now. I loose your power, Holy Spirit. Those people who are wanting healing, whatever it is, Lord, touch them right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Your miraculous healing power is touching those people right now. Pains are starting to disappear of people right now. People have had pains for quite some time that are disappearing right now. As the power of the heat is coming upon people. Some power of God comes, and sometimes it comes in heat. Oh, we thank you, Holy Spirit. The Bible says, therefore I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. Well, friends, it says that make sure you are living, the Bible says that make sure you are living in right relationship with God and with each other. See, friends, if we are to receive and keep anything God has given us, that's healing and salvation, then we must forgive as God forgives us. The Bible tells us we must live in peace. We must not be fighting and arguing. You have the Holy Spirit on the inside of you now. Friends, we would love to hear from you. If you have a healing or giving your heart to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, we'd love to hear from you. So my prayer for you is this, that may God's peace and God's choicest blessings be yours. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving again. Over the hills and the valleys, sound of abundance of rain.
To the Lord in prayer.